This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now accused of asking a staffer to delete camera footage in the Florida classified documents case. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
In an updated grand jury indictment just unsealed, former President Donald Trump is now facing new accusations that he and aides asked a staffer to delete camera footage at his Florida estate in an effort to obstruct the classified documents investigation. The indictment quotes a Mar-a-Lago property manager, Carlos de Oliveira, telling a colleague that the boss wanted a server hosting the footage to be deleted. It says de Oliveira went to the IT office last June, took an employee to a small room known as the audio closet, and asked the person how many days the server retained footage. De Oliveira was added to the indictment, charged with obstruction and false statements related to an interview that he gave the FBI earlier this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three men convicted in a post-9/11 terrorism sting have been ordered freed from prison. We get more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
They were three-quarters of the Newburgh Four, accused of plotting to shoot down planes at the Air National Guard base in Newburgh, New York, and blow up synagogues in the Bronx. That's where they were arrested, allegedly planting bombs that were, in fact, packed with inert explosives supplied by the FBI. U.S. District Judge Colleen McMahon cut the 25-year mandatory minimum sentences she imposed in 2011 to time served plus 90 days. She decried the FBI's role in radicalizing the men, calling them hapless, easily manipulated, petty criminals, caught in a scheme driven by overzealous FBI agents and a dodgy informant. A fourth man, described by officials as the ringleader, has not sought early release. I'm Ben Thomas.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 200 million people here in the U.S. are under either a heat advisory or flood warning of some kind, as high temperatures and severe storms are to continue blazing and battering the country. The National Weather Service says a dangerous heat wave began blanketing the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states Thursday and will continue into the weekend. And record-breaking temperatures will persist in the Southwest and Midwest as well. Due to the widespread extreme heat, many of the nation's largest power grids are under stress. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke to Niger President Mohamed Bazoum early Friday. The French Foreign Minister, Catherine Colonna, told the agency France Presse. According to Colonna, Macron said Bazoum is reachable and is in good health. Bazoum's whereabouts remain unclear Thursday, a day after a group of soldiers from the Presidential Guard detained him at the Presidential Palace and later announced his ouster on state television. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for the release of Bazoum and said he was concerned about the region as a whole.
So we are witnessing that the whole belt south of the Sahara is becoming an extremely problematic area with terrible consequences for their populations and with terrible consequences for peace and stability in the African continent and further afield.
Protesters in central Tel Aviv Thursday night demonstrated against the Israeli government's passing of a key portion of the judicial overhaul bill early in the week. The demonstrations marked the grassroots protest movement's 30th week. Protesters say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is pushing the country toward autocracy. Netanyahu's allies say the reforms are needed to rein in the power of unelected judges. The bill passed Monday curbs the judiciary's ability to strike down inappropriate appointments to government posts and will come before the Supreme Court for review in September. A former Republican candidate for governor of Michigan has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge for his participation in the Capitol riots, and rescue operations resumed Friday in the Philippines, a day after a small passenger boat capsized in a lake near the Philippine capital, killing 23 people on board and leaving six missing. A Coast Guard spokesperson says 40 people were rescued on Thursday. The accident happened Thursday at Laguna Lake near Manila, hours after Typhoon Doksuri has swept over the northern region of the country. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.